This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Bonnie North. It's been just over a month since sweeping victories by Republican candidates around the country and here in Wisconsin. And once the lame duck session of Congress ends, Democrats will be in the minority party in both the House and the Senate.
The week after the election, we caught up with Wisconsin Democrat Tammy Baldwin, the state's junior senator, and she sounded unfazed by the challenges ahead as a member of the minority party.
I don't think my job changes, frankly. I'm a U.S. Senator from the state of Wisconsin. I am fighting for those opportunities to help working families get ahead. I've been very focused on a made-in-Wisconsin economy, particularly looking at expanding manufacturing in the state, providing more good-paying jobs through those incentives. And so I don't know that, yes, there's a change in partisan control, but my job in many ways remains quite the same, is to advocate for Wisconsin.
As a profile in the December issue of Milwaukee Magazine would point out, it was a typically measured response from the former congresswoman from Madison.
Associate editor Matt Rohde traveled to Washington to interview Baldwin, and he joins us in the studio to share what insights he learned. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, glad to be here.
What are you getting at, or what's the magazine getting at with the headline to the story, Tammy Baldwin's Long Game?
The angle is sort of that she doesn't precisely have one. You might expect someone coming in with such a strong identifier as the first openly gay senator to at least sort of have some kind of agenda in mind and to stake out her place in history. And the time that I spent with her in D.C., did some probing around, and it sort of didn't get the impression that she had some grand agenda laid out. Her style as a senator is pretty collegial, and so she's kind of doing a little bit of a waiting game to see how people are going to react to her and what the new environment is.
So really the central question at the heart of this is, what is Tammy Baldwin trying to achieve?
My feeling was that she's somebody who served as a congresswoman representing Madison for a long time and has sort of gotten very, very used to that. And she's still finding her footing on a statewide basis. And she's very cautious, much more cautious than the slightly more senior and Republican Ron Johnson.
Right. I mean, you raised the point that some in both the local and the national media have brought up that she really has not sought out the limelight at all in her first years in the Senate, which really contrasts her quite a bit with Ron Johnson.
Right. She hasn't sued Obama. That's not happened. And her style in committee hearings is as disarmingly sort of
– kind of wonky, isn't it?
It's kind of wonky. It's a little bit milquetoast at times, and it could be even lukewarm, and it's almost aggressively lukewarm.
One person's wonky is another person's lukewarm.
Right. And she really stands out. Senators are pretty good at theater for the most part, and some of the hearings that I sat on in D.C., other people would have these sort of dramatic stories of trials and tribulations of their constituents, and then Baldwin would have like, well, you know, let me tell you about something interesting that City of Green Bay is doing. And is it effective for Wisconsin? I spoke to one insider who's of the opinion that we generally don't have senators in Wisconsin who bring home the bacon. You know, Congress, I think one of the reasons why people tend to think so poorly of Congress is there aren't many things that your senators and congresspeople are doing that you feel an immediate benefit of. They're not paving the road outside your house. They're not, you know, increasing K-12 school funding in a very, you know, if they
– in a direct way.
Right. And so there's these people we send off, and local press doesn't cover them that much anymore, if at all.
Well, and so without headlines and without, you know, either grandstanding or you know, speaking loudly, depending on how you view it, how do people evaluate the work that she's done?
It's almost overwhelming, the number of websites out there that are collecting and collating and cross-indexing congressional information. She votes with the Democratic Party a very high percentage of the time. She's a more liberal senator. She supported a public option for health care long before Obama took office. If you like a sort of true blue liberal politician. You're going to like Tammy Baldwin. As much inroads as she's made in building connections with the largest employers in the state and with the business community, she's still Tammy from Madison. And I think she sees being a public official as an actual profession. You know, she's not going to be putting out commercials advertising herself as a career politician, but she brings a certain amount of professionalism to the job.
You describe her as a fish in water.
Right. She's not somebody who's trying to break the mold. A Republican that I spoke to wanted to depict her as this maverick, extreme left liberal who's in tight with the D.C. elite, out of touch with Wisconsin. I mean, you can certainly see a lot of her policies as far left, and having a public option for health care is still seen as kind of the socialist idea by a lot of people.
But at the same time, you I think, quote Scott Jensen, the former Republican Assembly Speaker, as essentially saying, you know, underestimate her at your own peril.
Right, right. I mean, she chewed up Tommy Thompson, and she ran in a presidential year, and she'll have to run in a midterm. We keep having these red waves, these towering red waves on midterm years. And she's going to face a much different electorate next time. But she kind of, yeah, rode in with Obama in his second term. And Tommy Thompson was really caught unprepared in a lot of ways. He had a much tougher primary fight and was low on money. And she started hitting him hard. And I think everyone was surprised by how effective the advertising turned out to be. People remember the specter of Tommy Thompson in black and white, looking sort of old and haggard and redefining this guy who had been the essence of Wisconsin in a pretty short time frame.
You also raised the issue of the ad that the Thompson campaign ran, in which Tammy Baldwin uses the D word, if you will. She said,
"Oh, you're damn right."
Yeah, exactly. Right. Which everyone who knows her says is pretty out of character for her.
I never heard her swear. A couple people I spoke to said, "Well, gosh, I've never actually remember her raising her voice at all." And that's part of her strategy, is to be without reproach and just sort of almost painfully diplomatic and measured. And she was first elected to Congress in 1998. Clinton, the Lewinsky scandal was raging at the time. It was a pretty touchy period as far as people seem to be paying a lot of attention to what does sexuality mean to public life at the time, even though it was mostly consumed with Clinton's heterosexuality. So she came in at a pretty uncomfortable time period. But from the beginning, I found a clip from C-SPAN way back. She appeared on this call-in show that random people completely almost seemed to be unscreened call in. And some guy got on there and said, "What are you going to do about the abuses carried out against a 14-year-old boy, I think it was, by three homosexual women in Washington State connected to the social services?" And she took it in stride, which is somewhat surprising because her campaigns, she tends to be underwhelmed by how little her sexuality comes up.
Right. There are many people that look at her in this really kind of pioneering way, certainly as the first openly gay U.S. senator. But it almost, from you know what you write, it rarely comes up in any context except to refer to her as the first openly gay U.S. senator.
Right. She doesn't bring it. It's not something that she pushes, and that pattern extends all the way back to her time as a state representative. And one of her campaigns, a guy who was not so sure about this whole idea said, "Well, if you can be honest about that, I guess you can be honest about everything else, and I'll vote for you." And that's one of the that's one of the stories she tells.
Well, so this has been a really rough few years for Wisconsin Democrats. Do party leaders here in this state see lessons in her relative success through this period?
She seems somewhat divorced from the party. She tends to sort of function as a person in relative isolation. And she spent so much of her career in D.C. And it's, you know, she was a staple of the Capitol at one point in time. She has the most coherent message of any Democrat of high standing in Wisconsin. I think it remains to be seen, like, to what degree the rest of the party is going to pick up and follow her lead. She's not an obvious political leader. She's more of a technocrat than somebody, or even like Reince Priebus, who can kind of whip up the troops and jump into the trenches and get to work on fundraising and that sort of thing.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see the next 4 years of her term. Matt Rohde, thanks so much.
Oh, thanks. Glad to be here.
Matt Rohde is associate editor at Milwaukee Magazine. His profile of Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin is in the December issue.
A short break now, and in just a moment, a new Milwaukee chapter of a national organization working to press for peace in the Middle East. This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio.